Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who died on August 18th, was known as the peacemaker. We want to spend a few minutes now on another man who lived that label. You may remember our many conversations with Padraig O'Malley about his belief that people who've survived divided societies are in the best position to help people in current divided societies. Here he is on Here and Now in 2011.
By their sharing the narratives of their conflict, that identification creates bonds. Those bonds allow them to understand that collectively they can do things together that they cannot do individually.
Born in Dublin, Padraig O'Malley came to Boston as a Fulbright scholar in 1967, studying at Tufts and Harvard. Later, from his small apartment in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he traveled to South Africa, Northern Ireland, Kosovo, Iraq, bringing warring sides together. Men like the Catholic Martin McGuinness and the Protestant Geoffrey Donaldson, on opposite sides of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, Padraig brought them together. They, in turn, worked with him, with divided Sunni, Shia, and Kurds in Iraq. There's now a terrific documentary about Padraig's life. It's called The Peacemaker. It's available today on iTunes. And director James Damo joins us in the studio. James, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We love Padraig O'Malley. But why were you drawn to this man?
I came upon Padraig's story in a little bar called The Plough and Stars in Cambridge, which he was owner of. And I heard the story of how the owner of The Plough and Stars was in Iraq. He was getting all the parties, Sunni, Shia, and Kurds, to a table. And he was bringing in other cultures. He was bringing in the chief negotiators from South Africa, the chief negotiators from Northern Ireland, to teach the Iraqis to their stories of reconciliation.
You begin following him as he does this work, Kirkuk, Kosovo, South Africa. Here he is with Iraqis. He talked to us about this conference where he brought all these people from these different areas together. And there's a huge crowd of them gathered, and some of the Iraqis were a little concerned because those who were there from the Troubles, the time in Ireland, both Protestant and Catholics, were there. But these Iraqis, the different sects from Iraq that were there, were very nervous about how this was going to go. And here he is, you know, you kind of catch him speaking with them.
We're hoping to find a real conference.
Yes, yes.
Not selective.
Yes, of course, of course, of course. As, as I would not have raised $300,000 to bring city people from 12 cities here for a one-sided conference.
You
wasted money. Wasted my time, please.
He says, I would be wasting my time to bring you all together if I didn't think this was going to be fair. And then we go on to see him continue to navigate and negotiate and hold people's elbows while he speaks with them. Talk about what it was like to watch him.
Well, you know, Padraig is amazing at developing relationships with people that are experiencing severe conflict. That scene is in Kirkuk, Iraq. There's a delegation from Baghdad that's walking out. It's a reconciliation in the middle of a extremely violent part of Iraq. But I think the reason why Padraig is so effective in these circumstances is that Padraig is often seen when he goes into a conflict as ideologically neutral. He earns trust over time. He's willing to put his own sweat equity in going there, staying there for months, getting to know the people. Padraig's success often is that he gets people to the table to talk when otherwise they wouldn't.
And as he said, he plays the Irish card.
He does play the Irish card, and you know we have him using it in several ways. But I think there is something about Padraig that is very Irish. He says, you know, everyone knows that at some point in time the people of Ireland have suffered. That's true, and Padraig uses that in a way to disarm people who are also in conflict.
Well, he also has with him people from all the sides of the conflict in Ireland, and they are all working together. It's amazing to see.
Martin McGuinness, Padraig has knew him for several decades, and a year before the Good Friday Agreement, Padraig brought all sides of the Northern Irish conflict, all the chief negotiators from the extremes to the middle, to meet Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. That gave Padraig many contacts within that conflict because he delivered on something that Martin McGuinness in the film says was a groundbreaking moment in the Northern Irish peace process, this idea that they could learn from the South Africans, that they could look outside their own conflict and get perspective that way. Mm-hmm. Porrig's model of bringing other cultures into a conflict was very unique in the late 90s. Today, the South Africans and the Northern Irish rightfully go around the world and tell their stories. Porrig was the first to see the connection between cultures in conflict and how they could be helped by other conflicts that were further along in reconciliation.
Well, this didn't happen because of watching the Irish-English story unfold. This happened because of something else. And you have a moment in the film where you have a whole bunch of people saying, what is going on? Why is this happening? And I'm sitting there as, you know, someone who, as many people here have, has gotten to know him. And I'm saying, we all know why this happened. And then, boom, you land in an AA meeting because Porrig is a recovering alcoholic, you know, part owner of a big bar where they drink a lot, but a recovering alcoholic himself. And here he is in a moment from your film speaking to the group. They're, of course, anonymous, but we see him at an AA meeting.
Even when you get sober, it's a disease that is cunning, baffling and powerful. That means that that disease resents you getting away from it. It wants you back.
He's very clear with you elsewhere in the film. If I stop working, you know, part of my passion is if I stop working, I suffer from withdrawal. So this peacemaking is almost his new addiction.
Yeah, I think that that's true. I think he's very much a man who helps make peace for others, but struggles to find it for himself.
Yeah.
And that was sort of, as I continued making the film, the why he was doing the work became a lot more fascinating and a lot more interesting to me than the how.
Yeah, and the what, the work that he was doing. Film reviewer Ty Burr, in his look at the film, calls Porrig O'Malley a brooding black hole of a man. And Porrig might agree, and we hear that also from one of his many former loves who's in the movie, all of them still, you know, very much supportive of him and in his life. And this is Marcy Murningham helping him try to organize his life. Here's something she tells you.
He is not happy with normal things that people are happy with. And as long as I've known him, this has been the case. He is utterly, completely, and thoroughly devoted to the dark, sort of exploring the dark side of human nature.
Which ultimately makes this film what, James Damo? This guy who's done so much with so little. You know, he's a professor. He has a small endowment from a university here in Massachusetts. He's got the bar. And he's traveling the world, you know, slowly. This doesn't happen quickly. Trying to bring happiness and peace to others, and he doesn't have it himself.
Ultimately, to me, the film is about this peacemaker, but it really is existential. It's this idea of what Porrig is doing to give him his life some sort of meaning manifests itself in this amazing work. And it's not so much that the better angels are driving what he's doing, that he's has these addictions, he's this brilliant individual, and he's able to see conflicts in a way that others can't and figure out a way to help the people that in those conflicts start talking to each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's why this story to me is very much bittersweet. It's sweet in the sense that he's had so much effect on these conflicts, at least getting the seeds planted for some sort of peace or reconciliation, yet Porrig is someone who I think suffers in his own day-to-day life. He's two people. When he's abroad, he's larger than life. When he's home, he's often isolated in the dark spaces of his apartment. And, you know, to me, that's why the story is incredibly bittersweet.
Yeah. You find a 2002 mental history form from his time spent at McLean Hospital when he went through rehab at one point. It quotes, this is him, he filled out the form, quoting William Butler Yeats, "Go away, O human child, to the waters and the world with a ferry in hand, for the world's more full of suffering than you can understand." James Damo, the director of the film The Peacemaker. As of today, it's streaming on iTunes. We highly recommend it. It's the film of Porrig O'Malley, The Peacemaker. James, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And many people think Porrig should be a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. See the film. See what you think.